Hello, Wellness Warriors. Welcome to a brand new day. This is Dr. Katrina Niesker, and I am a physical therapist and health coach. So I am coming to bring you joy and love and help you learn and grow on your path of wellness on the four pillars of mind, body, spirit, and soul. Please know that this is not to be a replacement for medical advice from your primary care physician or your medical team. Each of us has unique DNA and health histories that may need special testing and guidance in order to implement some of these things safely and effectively for your unique situation. But I look forward to learning and sharing and growing alongside with you, and I hope you get a lot from the show. Love you. Hello, warriors. Today we are going to talk about the word intentional. So my word for 2022 was intentional. And we're coming up on December here. So how did that word work out? I'll have to reflect on that. The thing is how you do anything is how you do everything. So no matter what you do, be sure you have the right intentions behind it. I teach this to my patients with exercises. They're always asking if they're doing it right by how it looks, but I remind them to think of what the intention is behind the exercise. Is it to feel or strengthen your glutes? If you feel it there, then you know you're doing it right. If you don't, then you need to change that. I think that this can be carried into all areas of life. With diet, the intention is it to only be thin? Because you can lose weight a lot of ways, extreme dieting, water, muscles, etc. But what we really want is to feel better, to have a healthy mood, to have a healthy relationship with food, have a healthy immune system and digestive system and overall health and metabolism. Then eating artificial foods that are fake and chemicals and quote-unquote calorie-free or over-exercising or under-eating, leaving out food groups entirely just to cut calories and leaving you nutrient-deficient and in a suboptimal place to even think, function, or operate as a human, then is it worth it? Is that your intention behind the diet? When working, are you doing things to just get them done? To check the box? And even with family and friends, are you showing up just to be there and be a good blank, whether that's father, mother, sister, brother, child, aunt, uncle, whatever? Or are you there with full presence, listening, engaging, and allowing yourself to enjoy each moment with them because you don't know when the next one will be? I am all about quality over quantity. I don't have a ton of friends, but the ones I do are my ride or die. They are 100% honest with me and me with them. In my work, I put a lot of boundaries around resting and reviving because it's not about how many people I can see each week, which unfortunately our medical system and insurance companies almost require in order for any medical business to survive financially. But I digress. For work, it's more about how many lives did I impact? Did I listen? Was I engaged? Did I dig deeper and get to the root cause? Did I actually help them, empower them to be able to better heal themselves so they're not dependent on me, so they don't feel victim? When I'm reading, am I processing it or am I just skimming over to complete the pages? Intention, my friends, is everything. When you start cutting corners, that is your brain and body telling you something. Either you do not have enough energy to do a good job, so you need to check your time and energy boundaries on other things to give yourself better sleep, rest, or transition time. Or you don't see the value in it. Which then poses the question, why are you doing it? This is your life. This is your time. This is your energy. You only get one shot on this moment and every single one after it. So make it worth it. No going through the motions, no quick turnovers. Experience all of it. Otherwise, it will be 5 years later and you won't even remember a dang thing. And trust me, as a get-ish done fanatic in recovery, it's not easy in today's society of more and more and more and faster and better and smarter. But I find that less is actually more. It's hard to live intentionally, but live with intention anyway. You're worth it. That's all for today from Dr. K. All right, Wellness Warriors, I hope you enjoyed that show. And please know that I do want to learn and grow. So please comment, like, share, subscribe if you got anything from that or if you didn't. I want to learn and know. And hopefully other people do as well. And just remember that this is for informational purposes only and not to replace seeking care or guidance from a medical provider. I wish you well along your journey and look forward to hearing from you next time. Take care. Love you.